straw having to try and explain yesterday's performance, did you?
No, not at all. It's a rotation policy and I'm up.
Have you done the review yet? Or?
Yeah, the coach has sat down before and went through it all, so we've found some areas we weren't great at and some areas we need to improve on going forward for sure.
What are those areas?
Oh, I think like Ken said yesterday, our contest work just not up to standard. We fumbled too many balls. The Crows are a very, very good team. We've got a great midfield, a great team all over the ground, really. So for us, we need to get our contest work better and hasn't been good enough for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Is it one of those times where you make the players sit down and watch the game or at least parts of the game again, or do you just wipe it from the memory and just go, well, that's done and let's focus on the good game we've had this season?
No, we'll be addressing it. It'll be addressed tomorrow as a whole group in front of everyone. So we'll see those efforts as a team. And then tomorrow and Thursday we'll be training it to make sure we're better going to the Collingwood game.
How difficult is it, Brennan, to pick the players up mentally after such a demoralising loss like that? You think, well, if we're there in September and we're going to run into that, this is how far away we are from the mark.
Yeah, it's a very good question. They've set the standard very high and we showed yesterday we weren't close to it even. So, but we've got 3 weeks and our group has bounced back well. We've responded to our losses very well all year and we've generally come out the week after and played very good footy. So we expect no different this week. We'll address it as a group. We'll train it as a group and then hope to see the results on against Collingwood.
So to move on, you're saying you just have to face up to it entirely and rather than, you know, forget it and look at the positives. It's just...
You can't wipe that. We've got to show it and some truths have to come out and they will. And like I said, we'll address it and we'll get better.
Does this club still believe it can be the best and I guess along with that make a real run in September?
Got to get to September first. Still need one or two more wins. But the evenness of the competition shows that anyone can get hot at any stage and win football games. And Collingwood drew with Adelaide last week and they were, they're down the 13th or 14th. So it shows how even it is. So week to week it's different. You have to make sure you perform every week. And for us this week, it's about training hard first and getting out there and showing our improvement in those areas.
Does Sunday almost become a must-win game for the team?
I wouldn't say a must-win. We've got three games to go. We're focused on Sunday's game first and foremost. But I'll keep saying it. We've got to address it at training first and make sure we get it right, get our mindset right and attack Collingwood accordingly.
One silver lining seems to be Chad Wingard likely to come back in. Is that a pretty big morale boost for the guys, seeing a guy like him a chance to play?
Oh, it's always great having quality players come back in the side and he's one of the highest. So he'll train all week and hopefully get through and we can roll him out in the forward line in the midfield and hopefully get a good result from him coming back in.
On selection, should a few guys be nervous they might not be playing this week?
I think everyone would be nervous this week. Lose by that amount on that bigger game against the top team shows a few weaknesses. So Ken's already said in his press conference that there'll be possibility of changes. I'm sure there will be.
Do you know if Chad trained on the weekend and sort of how advanced he is and returning to running and that sort of thing?
He was running by the end of last week, doing a bit of change direction on Saturday. So barring any setbacks and he gets through all the training sessions, he'll play.
I suppose the downside is Matty Broadbent. It sounds like he's at least another week away with that ankle.
Yeah, we probably rushed him a little bit earlier in the year and you're probably paying the price a little bit now, Broadie is, but I think he'll be at least another week and we'll see how he goes from there.
There was a bit off topic, but there was a pitch invader at the game, a Port supporter but not a member. Game was stopped briefly for that. Is that the kind of behaviour that you guys look at and kind of just shake your head?
It's not good for the game. It's not good for any sport to have those people coming on the ground, and I'm sure we'll get a big fine. I think the fines are pretty big now, but not great for any sport, and we don't condone it at all.
Did yesterday really just expose what's been off in your game over the last few weeks, and maybe would have been wallpapered over a little bit with that come from behind win against St Kilda?
Yeah, Ken said it in the press conference. We've been off for 2 or 3 weeks now, and our challenge as coaches and players to get back to playing the footy we're early in the year. We think we found a few things that will help that, so we'll train that and bring it out against Collingwood and get back on the winning column again. It'd be good.
Do the players feel embarrassed after a performance like that? Embarrassed, is that the word?
I think everyone's embarrassed. Supporters, coaches, players. It's not a great feeling coming in on a Monday morning and losing to the rival. Same town, so yeah, we'll be hurting for a little bit, but we'll have to pick ourselves up pretty quickly and get ready for Collingwood.
Just what about, the question was directed previously about if Adelaide are a contender, does the margin and the way the game unfolded reflect how far Adelaide are ahead or where Port Adelaide is in the premiership race, do you think?
I'm not sure. I think it's really goes to show you got to be on your game. And if you're not, if you're a little bit off, you get smacked. And we were off and we got smacked. But saying that, the top teams are there a little bit off, they're getting beaten as well at the moment. So the AFL will be pumped. It's that even at the moment. And if you're not bringing your game from the start and for the whole game, you're in trouble.
So you say it's a bit demoralising and a bit embarrassing, but in the long-term scheme of things, the belief that you're still a genuine premiership chance won't be eroded by one result?
No, not at all. We still have to get to the finals first, so we still need to win one more game, and we're pushing that this week, but you wipe that pretty quickly. If you dwell on your past too long in this year, you're going to catch up to yourself. So,
how concerning was it that it was sort of over the four quarters that there seemed to be a lot lacking, or do you feel like there were any pockets there where the side were better?
There were a couple of minutes in every quarter probably, which is nowhere near enough, is it? So, as I said before, it was demoralising as a whole club, supporters, players, coaches. We have to get better. We know that. We will get better. And we expect a good result, showing against Collingwood.
A lot of people talk down the Showdown rivalry in the week leading up, saying, oh, you know, it's just another game of footy. But does it sting a lot more? Forgetting where Adelaide are on the table, does it sting more, a result like that, given it is against the crosstown rivals?
Every loss stings, but when it's in your same town, it's not terrific. And you got to walk around all week and see Crow supporters wearing their beanies and scarves, and it's not a great feeling. And you got mates that are Port supporters, and they cop it as well. So it is a big week, and the week after is normally a big week for the team that wins as well.
Any talk internally about your banner? It was a bit of a cheeky go up the Crows. Was that in the showdown?
No, I didn't. What was on the banner?
Oh, something about them packing their apricot slice and their chardonnay.
Paying off fences and stuff like that.
Was it?
There's a few cheeky shots at them.
We got no idea what goes on that banner, so I'm sure it's just the supporters having a bit of fun.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. See you when we get out.